turn Simon Taf Mem Dalid. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, "Im Hayaholich Lahatzil Yenanar Min Adleikam Yapolus Miyada Anas." If you were going on your way to save someone from drowning or from a fire, something like that, Yivad Lena Belibo. So then you don't have to go back because it's Pikuach Nefesh, Hatzalas Nefashos. So you could just do Bittul, and that would be good enough. Velo Yachzor Afilu Yeshuus, and don't go back even if you have time. Because Hatzalas Nefashos, so they were makel to rely on Bittul, even if you're able to do both. However, the Mechaber says, Vim Yatza Letzor Chatzmo, if you went out for some Advar Reshus, for something for yourself, so then Yachzor Miyah, then you have to go back right away in order to burn it. The Mishnah Berurah says, Kosachorim who say that according to some poskim, even if you're just going to create an Erev so that you'll be able to go learn by your Rebbe, that's also called Advar Reshus, and you would have to go back to do beer also. When you go back, you do beer like you're supposed to do it. And even if you already went on the way, we don't get rid of the mitzvah chachamim because of a dvar harishas. Chaber continues, Ad kam hu chozer, ad kibetza. How much do you have to go back for a kibetza of chametz? Pachos mikan, less than a kibetza of avatlo belibo v'dayo. So then, if you've already started going, even, says Mishnah Berurah, for a dvar harishas, something for yourself, if you already start going on your way and you realize you have chametz at home, so if it's less than a kibetza, you wouldn't have to go back, bittel would be good enough. If it's already the 6th hour where you can't do bittel anymore, so then you have to go back, even if it's less than a kibetz of chametz, in order to burn that. Because as long as you haven't burned it, you're violating the mitzvah sasei of tashbisu. That's only the mitzvah kazayis. If it's less than kazayis, so then they did not require you to go back right away. Whenever you get home, you would burn it. And if it's Shabbos or Yontif, you would cover it. Siv ches, haisalu isa beveso, vutar b'makom acher, v'yari shamatachmetz. If you had dough in your home that did not yet become chametz, and you're busy out somewhere, and you're afraid it's going to become chametz, so then, mevatlo belibo kodem shetachmetz, you could do bittel on it before it turns into chametz, even if it's after the 6th hour, because it's not yet chametz. Avala mechmitza, if it already became chametz, ain a bittel mo'o lemu'achers manisuru, then you can't do bittel on it anymore. And you, Mishnah Berurah says, you violate every second, you're going to be violating Baal Yerah, therefore you have to go home in order to burn it. So, Min Tuf Mem, hey, Bir Chametz, if Alef, Ketza Bir Chametz, how do you burn the Chametz? Sorfo, burn it. Oh, Foruro, Vizor La Ruach. Or you chop it up into pieces, very fine crumbs, and then throw it up into the air. Oh, Zorka Layam, or throw it into the water, because all these ways fulfill Tashbisu Se'ormi Ba'teichem, any way that you're able to get rid of it. The post can discuss whether you have to chop it up before you throw it into the water. In general, we say you don't have to chop it up, because once you throw it into the water, it's going to get destroyed anyway by the waves.